Swiped left, swiped right, then something went wrong on date night. Ken, Kurt, and Tawny's What Happened? Presented by Pure Salon on Star 102.5.
It may be early, but one of these two may be ready to already issue an ultimatum. We're going to try and find out what happened here between Mark and Melissa. Mark got a hold of us, said he's being ghosted, and he wants our help, wants to know what happened. All right, Mark, hey, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're good. All right. So why don't you tell us about Melissa?
Oh, man, Melissa, she's awesome. I mean, she's got everything going for her. Kind of looks like if Scarlett Johansson had, like, a younger sister.
Ah, okay.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Well, now we know how she looks.
Wow.
How did you guys get along?
I mean, she's really hot. But, yeah, I mean, she's super down to earth. Very cute. Funny. Pretty much, long story short, we met up for drinks and then headed back to my place and watched a movie.
All right. Well, it sounds like that's all good. How did you leave things off?
Very, very good. I mean, she left, you know, my house, and I told her I'd reach out, you know, later in the week. And she's like, yeah, cool. I look forward to it. And then, you know, three texts later, a week later, I'm here now with nothing, ghosted.
So anything happened during the night that you look back on and you go, okay, maybe that's why she's not answering me?
I mean, dude, I totally warned her. Like, I just bought a house, so it's not, like, fully done. You know, I have, like, furniture, but there's, like, a lot of bare walls in there right now. Like, pretty empty.
Okay. Hmm. All right. Okay. But if you told her you just bought a house, anything else that sticks out?
I didn't have Diet Coke. I just had regular Coke. And then I just told her next time she comes over, I'll make sure I'm fully, like, stocked.
Okay. I swear to God, if it's the Diet Coke.
Yeah, I know. Then singles of Des Moines just give up.
Yeah. I mean, these don't seem like deal breakers, but I guess you never know. So, well, Mark, we have tracked Melissa down. She's on hold. She hasn't heard anything you've told us yet, though. We're going to put you on hold and get her side of this story, and then we'll bring you back on with her in a little bit, okay?
Okay, awesome. That sounds great. Let's do it.
All right, Mark, hang on. Let's see how this goes. Let's get Melissa now. Hey, Melissa, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny. It's Star 102.5. We are calling. We have this segment on our show. It's called What Happened? And somebody says, yeah, you may have heard of it. Somebody says they're being ghosted. And the person who is doing the ghosting is you, apparently. We heard from Mark. You remember Mark?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
He told you about me.
He did.
Good things.
Yeah, good things about you.
Right, nothing bad at all. So,
she sounded worried.
Was there something he should have told us, or is there something you could fill us in on? How'd the date go?
No, she was fine, I guess, but I don't know. He just had major hoarder in training vibes from him.
Quarter in training.
All right. We're going to pause and take our break there and come back and find out why Mark is apparently a hoarder in training as we try to find out what happened between Mark and Melissa.
The comfy morning equivalent of a hoodie and sweatpants. Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.